Hola, bienvenidos. Welcome Hola. Back to Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
I was going to say hola, but you kept talking.
My bad.
Rude.
Well, and I think she's a little upset about this off the rip because she is actually running today's episode.
I'm not even upset about it.
I'm not upset about it either. I think it's going to probably be one of our greatest episodes.
Girl, for why? Because it's not the same three things.
Yeah, it's your outline. About. We're switching it up a little bit.
Yes.
This is going to be what? Episode quattro?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. So run it. Welcome. Las Hermanas. What up?
Las Hermanas.
Ayana's going to be running through her outline for us today. She put the outline together. So
I have to, like, run through it as well?
Yeah, you're navigating the episode today. Girl, I've been telling you that all morning.
All right.
Do you think I know what I'm doing? Every time we turn on this mic.
You watch a lot of podcasts.
But we watch podcasts together preparing for this moment.
Man, so yesterday, hold on. Can I just say something really quickly? Yeah. I was drinking my tea and I unlocked a memory with the straw that I forgot that I had.
What do you mean?
I remembered something that I forgot about.
What?
Remember the girl that drank the tea and then she'd go, here's the motherfucking tea.
No.
Girl, that was, like, a really big thing on TikTok. Mm-mm. Are you serious? Everybody was doing that. I used to do it all the time. I'd go, here's the motherfucking tea.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild. It's like it, like, completely, like, disappeared from the earth.
Dude, are the tubes on your bike fixed? Also, you guys can't see us because we're not doing visuals yet, but we're in our garage today instead of on the back porch. Well, we should say our parents' garage.
The man cave.
Our dad's man cave.
That's filled with boxes.
Yeah. Hopefully when we move out, they have a better situation for him. Mom has her own space inside the house. Maybe. And dad gets his garage.
I feel like the stuff is still going to be here.
Probably. Hopefully they don't accumulate anymore.
Maybe. It's our parents.
Well, they'll have more money to spend.
That's more things to get.
All right.
Are you crazy? We're gonna come back here and then there's gonna be decorations everywhere.
Yeah. We also low-key have our grandma out here with us right now.
Where's she at?
All her stuff is right here. R.I.P.
It's
grandma.
Her stuff.
Yo, I was at work yesterday and this lady came in and, you know, grandma's, like, silver hair and how she would, like, have it cut evenly to her chin.
Yeah.
She came in and she was wearing a mask and she was wearing glasses and her hair was cut that way. And I literally almost lost it because she looked like our great grandmother just passed in February, 3 days after her 90th birthday.
That's funny that you said that because was it yesterday or the day before? I saw an ad because I've been playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an ad and it was talking about your palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. And then it was like long life. And I'm like, whoa. And I completely forgot about this, but every morning I used to go with grandma and I'd sit in her room and then she'd always look at my hand and she'd be like, you have a long life. And then she would tell me how she had a book about it.
Yeah.
And how she was one day going to get it and show me. Because she said she had a book.
Did you ever look at her lifeline?
Yeah.
And it was
every
long?
Single time.
She had a long life?
Yeah. And then she would always tell me that I was going to get married and have two or three kids. And I said, And then she's like, yes, you are. And I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, no.
Well, we'll keep you guys posted if Ayana gets married.
Oh, my God. No.
Hopefully
I have two cats.
Hopefully it's not anytime soon. But
I have two cats.
R.I.P. Grandma. We miss you. We love you.
Facts. That's the homie.
I literally hope we make you proud. Oh, I don't want to cry again.
That's the angelic homie.
That's the what?
Angelic homie.
Oh, yeah. Big facts.
Yeah.
Literally. I've been crying all day today, guys. You would know this if you were following us at Las Hermanas and Primos on Instagram, or even my personal IG at Drop of Holy
Drip.
Drip.
Drop for the tears.
Drip of Holy on Instagram. I posted a take from our third episode, which will be live by the time you're listening to this, titled Biracial.
She's biracial.
Yeah, it was a video of Ampu being a baby, and I couldn't handle it. Anyways, so okay, we're getting off. We haven't even touched your outline yet.
No, okay. We have not.
Yeah. Well, R.I.P. Grandma. We love you. Hope to make you proud. Ayana's gonna have a long life, married, two, three kids. Period.
Period.
Make me more of an auntie. to fill the void of me not having children in marriage.
I have two cats. Those yeah. are your niece,
well,
nephews.
Your life. What I'm finding out is that what I wanted when I was your age is actually completely different 14 years later.
Well, my mind's changed a lot because when I was younger, like little, yeah. I wanted kids. Then I did not for yeah. like years. But it wasn't until recently that I'm like, actually, it wouldn't be that bad. Yeah. Like, I feel like I could contribute
and that might change again. You will contribute to be a good mom. I think,
like, it changed for me wanting twins, mm-hmm. a boy and a girl. That. Naming them, what, Blaine, and something, mm-hmm. to me wanting to just adopt. And then I was like...
Can I ask you a personal question?
What?
About one of your exes?
Hmm.
The one before Benadryl?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say the name?
I don't know who you're talking about. What does it start with?
I.
Oh, girl, that was like four exes before him.
For what the heck?
Yeah.
You just out here relationship after relationship.
You remember?
No.
We have...
You need to take a chill pill on this dating.
We have the bad
I
one.
I should be having all of this.
We what have the bad one?
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah,
we
yeah.
have the one trans that's trans. Ones.
Yeah.
Then we have Izzy.
That's what I'm talking about, Izzy.
Ooh. I didn't mean to
anyway,
say
shout out to Izzy. Never met you, but whatever.
Yeah, I still talk to her.
Well, I was going to say, did you and Izzy plan on, like, mm-hmm. getting married or having kids and stuff like that? Like, was that, like, a conversation? Because I know when I was your age, me and my toxic soulmate, we talked about all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was between the ages of 13 and 16.
No, because at that time, I didn't want kids, and okay. she didn't want kids either. She still don't want kids. That's why her and her current mm-hmm. girl aren't really
yeah.
dating, but they're still talking, because yeah. they don't have the same views as that, because she does not like kids.
Yeah.
Like, she does not like kids.
Gotcha.
And she cannot be.
She's the only child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no. But
she's probably gonna be an awesome mom. Okay, never mind. You know her better than I do. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think she's gonna have kids. If okay. she doesn't want them, I don't think she's gonna have
them. That was just a thought that I had.
But marriage?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like, but
yeah. things happen.
It wasn't like big thoughts about it. It was more so just like
You thought she was your soulmate at the time?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not good. It was okay. very toxic, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm glad you guys are friends now.
For a second. And then it was like, wait, we haven't even met each other yet. I'm gonna meet her one day, though.
Yeah, you guys should link. She should meet us in New York when we go.
She's gonna come to Florida, because she was gonna do college in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if she's still doing that. But she's gonna come down one day.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Oh, real quick. I'm looking at our bikes. We should ride bikes later.
We should. I'm actually 100% down for that. You okay. know I love riding bikes. I'm banned from riding the parents' bikes.
Okay. Did they fix the tubes in yours?
No.
Okay. We'll try to work on that. Anyways, let's get into this outline, Shadi.
Well, actually, we technically did tap into it because one of them was Love Life.
Oh, okay. Got yes. you. Well, so, mine's still the same. Still single as a Pringle. Still not looking. Although I did slide into a girl's DMs.
Go ahead.
Yesterday. I told her that her eyes look insane. Because they did. We're 12, not 12 years apart. That's Beyonce and Jay-Z. But I think I'm 9 years older than her.
That's not bad.
She's only 21.
Aren't our parents 9 years?
They're 6 years. Okay. It's just where I'm at and where she's at right now are just two different things. Like, she has a lot of life to experience. And listen, knowing what I know now, I don't want to strip anybody away from their early 20s and living that out to the fullest.
I get what you're saying.
You know what
like
I mean?
You're being selfless.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Like,
and
I don't.
Like,
I don't wanna.
I don't want you to be committed. I want you to go and have fun and live
your life. And I want you to travel the world, so and I want you to experience everything that you've ever wanted to experience. Right. Because I know that that was something. It's not that I was envious of others doing at the time, but it's just something that, like, I made a conscious decision to get married at 25, and I was with her since the age of 19, and I just feel like. Yes, you can do life with somebody together, But I still need to even navigate whether or not I want to spend a big portion of years of my life with another individual, let alone marriage right now.
It's understandable.
So, but I did slide into her DMs, and she said, thank you. And then I said a corny line back.
Did she say anything?
No. She's not on IG. She is, but she's not. Like, it's just a couple hours apart. I also respect that because I don't know. We'll see where life takes us and stuff like that. And I'm not tripping.
I have a question.
What?
Do you regret getting in a relationship at, a younger age? Like, looking back 19? Now. Do you regret it? Like, knowing what you know now.
No. I wish I did things.
Or, slower type deal.
I don't know, because I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And.
Or do you just wish that you could, change the way things were?
I just wish I knew what I knew now in order to navigate our relationship differently and a lot more healthy. But I don't regret doing that portion of my life with her for that amount of time.
Right.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I wish I understood growth and how people are these continuous being, people continuously grow throughout their life, and they're not necessarily going to be the same person that you met. I was 19, she was 23. And I wish she also understood that, because we didn't have balance to that. You know, I also needed to understand that people's values and different views on what marriage looked like to them. We never established anything like that. It was just pretty much what, and you can probably relate, vouch that this is kind of the way that I am, but it was pretty much just whatever I said, and she went with that. You know what I mean? I made the decisions, I did this, and granted, yes, I was the head of the household. However, there were times when I really didn't know, and I really wished that I had her counsel. And
You just didn't hear her out.
There were times that I wanted and I needed to hear her out, but I didn't necessarily come out and say that. I would just ask her questions, and she would just be like, whatever you say. And I would get frustrated with that, but I'm sure I don't want to speak for her, but I'm sure there were moments and times where she probably tried and I didn't listen. So what would be the point of her doing that when I actually needed her to step up and make that contribution in that moment, in that time? So, but to answer your question, I don't regret it, because now I'm able to kind of help people through my experience. But do I regret some of the things that I did, and do I wish I knew what I know now? Absolutely. And that's what I try to instill and try to tell you, is just like, bro, you got so much life, shawty. So much life. Look, grandma passed at 90. Yeah. You know what I mean? And 30 years doesn't go by. It goes by quick, but it doesn't. You know? If you make the most of every single day, you're going to get as much out of life as possible. But yeah, so I don't want to take this 21-year-old out of her chance to live life. So I'll just continue to slide in her DMs with compliments and leave it at that.
Hyper up.
Yeah. With all the other women that I slide into.
Oh my God.
Now that I just feel like women should know their worth, and if I can contribute to putting a smile on their face, I will.
Right? That's nice. Yeah. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
You're being very selfless.
Yeah.
Do you feel lonely at all?
I was talking to my coworker yesterday. I miss when girls get their nails done.
Girl.
And they scratch my head. Or they scratch my... I'm really fiending for somebody to rub my butt and scratch my back.
Understandable.
I thought you were going to look at me different.
No.
Nothing freaky, but just put your hand on my butt and scratch my back. That's what I miss
comfort
right now.
Comfort thing.
Yeah, you know? I don't need all that. I've gone 3 years without sex now.
I just miss people touching my hair.
Yeah. He didn't play with your hair a lot.
I miss that so much. Yeah. Literally.
I know what I'm gonna get you.
You're gonna give me that head massage. Yeah.
It's not the same though.
It's not the same.
You see the thing in the bathroom?
Are they gonna be able to pull your little curls and then be like, oh, look at this one, it's all bouncy today. Your curls are cute. You're not gonna get that.
No.
From a head scratcher, but it's a thought that counts.
No.
Thank you.
Period.
What bathroom thing?
So when I was with Danielle, mm-hmm. my ex-wife, we used to shower together, and she would wash my back.
Oh, the loofah in the shower. Yeah,
that's why I had to buy that.
What is that thing?
Yeah, it's because I can't wash my back. I thought it was a toilet scrubber. No, so I use that. If you're single, highly recommend that you get one of those back loofah things.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I got that because I miss somebody washing my back.
That's sad.
It's not sad. Don't make me cry. I'm super hormonal. My period's coming. I've cried about Ayana. I've cried about like my feelings, having a discussion today with my mom and my dad about how I felt.
discussion.
And you know what? Again, I'm going to tell you this again. I'm pissed off because they think that I'm crying because I care so much about it. But it's not that I care, so I'm just hormonal.
I know you're hormonal.
But they think it's probably because I care that much.
Tell them, like, they're not mind readers, homie.
I told them, I said, when I was watching it, I was like, just so you know, I wasn't crying because, like, I really, really care about the situation. I'm crying because I'm hormonal and I'm expressing my feelings.
Feelings hit different when you're hormonal.
They do.
Sometimes they do. Things that you wouldn't even think twice about when you're not on your period or getting your period is like
hellfire. You need hellfire. To be a therapist.
No, I'm so serious.
The way you're looking at me right now, like I just feel so safe and at home. I cannot.
Because I get like this natural instinct when people are like, I either look at them and I'm like, bro, come on,
yeah,
get over it,
yeah,
or I'll be like, it's literally like okay, like
yeah,
it's okay because what you're feeling is normal. You are human. We all do it, unless you have toxic masculinity.
Yeah, and that goes for girls too. Teach me your ways because I want to be this way for you when you're hurt, but I don't know how.
Girl,
what
I look? You know what I do? I look at myself in the mirror, yeah, and I just stare at myself and I'm like,
get over it. Yeah, I feel you. I'm able to do that so too usually, but this cycle that's coming up is, it's different for some reason. From your perspective, because I just told you you feel safe and mm-hmm. you're making me feel safe and at home, right? When you're crying and upset, how do I comfort you?
All right, hold on. She tries to come up to me and she's like, oh, please, okay. And then she hugs me and I'm like, get off of me. Yeah. I'm literally like, get off.
Is there anything that I can do to be better in those type of situations for you? Like what you might need in those moments?
If I'm venting about something, mm-hmm. just listen. Don't put your two cents into it. Just agree with me. Even if you don't agree with me, just agree with me. Because if not, then I'm going to get mad. And then it's just, I'm going to get agitated. And then I go in my room. And then I'm like, good night.
Have I not been doing that, though?
Sometimes you be like, unless I tell you. Okay. And then you're like, fine, you're right. And then I'm like, I know. It's one of those things. Like, you just got to, like, honestly, it's just like a, acknowledge me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really like touch from my family or from anybody, really.
Yeah.
Unless I'm dating them.
Yeah.
Trauma, I guess.
Yeah.
But
we're working on it.
Yeah.
Because we're all like that.
We really are.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Chels. Am I lying?
We all be.
Am I lying? Mike.
Yeah, she'd be like,
you, me. Yeah, we're all kind of. And Marcus is probably the first one.
I feel like Marcus would hug us.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be like, oh, hey, because it's just been so long.
These are all of our siblings, by the way.
Yeah.
Hermanos y hermanas.
Niños and niñas, hijas and hijos. Wait, that's not our kids. Isn't that boy a son, daughter?
Mijo.
So then what is hija?
I don't know. We don't have to look that up. Girl, we're 20 minutes into the podcast and we have not touched your outline. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, COVID update. I'm fine. I'm literally fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Like, I did a breathing treatment and I've been shaking since I've did said breathing treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago did I do that? Like,
oh, like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, and I'm still shaking, so don't know what's up with that. But yeah, I'm fine. She still doesn't have COVID. Oh, I got COVID tested.
Again?
Yeah.
Third time?
Yesterday, yep.
Negative?
Third time's the charm. I don't know.
Because are you ready to get back to work?
No. I'm not.
Why? Like, you don't feel like you can physically handle it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna get very tired. Like, I just... Because I'm tired doing nothing already, and I feel like I'm gonna be very tired.
Let's see what your results say, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Hopefully...
Have you called them?
I texted my manager. Mm-hmm. No response.
What'd you say?
Hey. Hi, this is Ayana. Just updating you, letting you know. Something, I forgot what I said. Something like that. All right.
So COVID's still kind of same.
Yeah.
You're vibing.
Right. I'm fine. I'm just here.
But you know what you skipped over? Hmm. Your love life.
My love life. Yeah,
because you talked about Benny a lot today.
I did?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Well, nothing really. Like, there's nothing to say. Like, we're just, like, we text.
Okay. That's you're about still it. Not together.
No.
Okay.
We're not.
The hurt in her eyes make me want them to be together, but again,
I don't life, know, man.
Life. I want her to flourish, and I don't want anybody holding her back.
There's a saying from Good Luck Charlie that stuck with me from when I first saw it, and there's this episode with the older brother. He had this girlfriend, and I don't remember what happened. I think she was from somewhere else, and they couldn't be together. And then he was like, well, you know what they say, like, if you love somebody and you let them go, blah, 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 and it's meant to be, then love will always find its way back type thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, a season later, she came back.
I believe that. That's very true.
So.
Let it go.
Girl.
No, I'm just saying. Like, when we talked about the fact that you just want him to be happy and that being
I do.
That's big of you.
I do. So.
And if it's real, it will come back.
Right. So right now, I'm just still, like, we're just texting. I mean, sometimes I still do tell him how I feel. I'll be like, I love you, just to let him know that somebody there, and it, like, cares, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's about it, like...
Does he say it back?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. It's probably hard when he hears it. And it's probably hard when you don't hear it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 All right.
It's okay, now let's get on.
It is okay. It's all okay.
Well, besides all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two bros chilling in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay. Do you know that?
No, I've heard of it. Fun. Yeah, I've heard it before.
The Anthony Padillo guy.
Yeah.
He's been kind of slow on his videos. We should watch the ones that he did.
We should.
Anyways, we're supposed to be talking about conspiracy
theories.
Let's
do it. Conspiracy theory.
We've been talking so much.
Good.
About
our other episode that we recorded yesterday. She was so upset with me.
We had beef.
I didn't have beef. Speak for yourself. So the conversation was not flowing as natural as it is today. Maybe I'll upload it as, like, bonus content. But
we were, like, at 5 minutes of a silence. We were just kind of just sitting there looking at each other like, yep.
Yeah, because you were pressed. I was impressed. I was trying. But you were not feeling it. And you were like, where's your outline? Pretty much in your eyes. And let me just follow that outline and we're going to be done with this. That was the vibe that I got.
No, I was just, what even, oh, because, all right, this all started, so are we doing what made me mad, like, what made me press?
Yeah, we can, before we hit conspiracies, yeah.
Okay.
Talk about
well,
it.
Oh my gosh, because, she didn't have an outline, and apparently she hasn't had an outline since.
Is this really why you were pressed? I thought you were pressed for something else.
Why?
Anyways, keep going.
Anyways,
sorry.
Because apparently she hasn't had an outline since the first day, and we've just been doing the same one and just talking, and I was like, all right, well, mom has one that she wanted us to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, okay, well, what is it? And she's sitting outside, mind you, I'm, like, standing up, and I can't breathe, you know? Like, I mean, like, I can, but it hurts. So I'm standing there, and I'm like, come on, I don't want to walk back and forth to deliver a message, like, all right? And then my mom's on the couch, and I'm like, hey... Like, what's the outline thing that you wanted us to do? And then she's, like, talking to my dad at the same time and talking to me. And then she's talking too fast. And I'm telling her to slow down so I can, like, translate it to Shay. And then Shay's just looking at me like, come on, like, hurry up so we can film this. I'm like, all right. And then I'm asking her. And it was doing a playlist. And she doesn't even have the playlist ready. And then Shay was like, why are you, like, you were basically just like, why are you telling me this now? Like, we can do this, like, not now, like, that's a whole playlist. And I was like, I don't know, I was just telling you what mom said. I'm like, I'm literally just the deliverer, like, the messenger. And then she's like, bruh, come on.
Yeah.
That was basically it. Yeah. And I was like, girl.
So you were impressed at the fact that I was using you as the middleman?
No, I was impressed because neither one of you wanted to get up. First of all, neither one of you wanted to get up. Second of all, you
were old, you're young.
You were being defensive a little bit towards me. And I'm like, girl, I'm just the messenger. I'm just trying to tell you what she's telling me. And then, yeah, and then I sat down. And then she was like, you're not going to be pressed. And then she said that. And then that made me pressed because you said, you're not going to be pressed, are you? And then I'm like, no, I wasn't. But I guess now I am. So that's why. Like,
Queen Petty over here.
Yeah, I don't even, Queen. It's just in my blood, like, I don't even mean to, it's just, yeah.
Well, my whole, can I just say, I with the whole playlist thing, I was just like, why are you bringing it up if it's not ready?
Oh my gosh, well, I literally was just the messenger.
And I've also said that idea multiple times, too, so I felt disregarded in prior conversations because I brought
that
up. No, because
Mom wanted us to do one from her, like, that she used to listen to and have us both blind react because she wanted songs that you didn't know, too.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's what I was trying to tell you, but, yeah. She wanted it to be songs that she knew. Okay. And, of course, I still want to do the one with you that you had.
It's
you
the
know?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
But Mom wanted to do one where it was her songs, and because you may not know them, so that it's even for both of us.
Yeah, you know? I'm with that. What made me pressed? Nothing. I've been vibing with you. Other than the fact that yesterday you wouldn't talk on the podcast, that probably was the only thing that made me pressed. That was it.
I was trying to talk, but it was just weird.
So we were pressed at the same thing, essentially.
Basically.
And we didn't have it. Well, we do have an episode recorded, but it's a very pressed episode.
You can hear the tension. Literally, there's nothing to hear, actually. It's just...
I think it was only 17 minutes. See how we haven't been able to break into the outline, really?
Mm-hmm. That's how you know we're doing good today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're vibing today. Yesterday, it was 17 minutes of, like, struggle.
Yeah, we were just like, so, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, okay. That was it.
Conspiracy, Shoddy. Let's
yes,
go.
We're supposed to be talking about conspiracies.
Yes, let's go.
Which one are we doing? Are we doing 9/11?
Your podcast, Shoddy.
I guess we're doing 9/11.
Okay.
All right, you were alive during 9/11?
Yeah, I was.
You know one of my old friends was born on 9/11?
But not 2001?
No.
Okay, so it's not on the actual day.
No, but he's still a disaster.
It is a disaster day. Sorry. And would it be messed up if you got somebody that was born on 9/11 two Twin Tower cakes?
Girl, stop, because I made a Valentine's Day card and it said I'm falling for you and it was the Twin Towers.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good to joke. Honestly.
I know. My teacher got mad because she was there on 9/11 and I was like,
it was not cool. It really wasn't cool. But if your way of coping with humor, trauma is humor, I feel like you shouldn't be judged for something like that. And if you haven't noticed, this podcast probably won't make it on, like, huge media streams.
We'd
because,
be canceled before it even happens.
You know what, though? Cancel. I don't care. I'm already at this point. There's nothing you're canceling in this lifetime right now. So for me,
girl, I have so much to say that people will not agree with me on.
Yeah,
like I saw PP Cocaine talking about girls. Wait, what? What was it? Was it girls getting their hair braided or something else? I don't remember, but I got pressed, and that was the first video I saw on PP Cocaine that I did not like. Like I did not like the video. I was like, nope.
I think you should be able, and I feel like everybody should have a platform. Well, everybody's social media is their platform. And I feel like if you don't like it, deuces, homie. You don't have to listen to it. And the people that rock with it and vibe with it, listen to it. Cool. We shouldn't be afraid of other people's... We should be able to have a conversation without trying to cancel somebody.
Right.
I'm canceling cancel culture. And I'm not the first person to say that. But I feel like the people who are on the same page... with cancel culture, like, we should cancel culture.
We have freedom of speech.
Because we're all over it. We do
have freedom
of speech.
We have freedom of speech.
Go ahead. Try to take my rights away, my G. Do it. Come for the
first
one.
Now we're just reverting
back. And then try to come for the second one. I dare you. I dare you.
We're literally just reverting back to old times. And I won't be surprised if by the time Bella is a teenager that they will have...
Bro, we don't live in Cuba.
Huh?
We don't live in Cuba.
What's up with Cuba?
Cuba, Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you're not allowed to say anything about the government.
Oh, child, I can't go to Cuba. They're going to get me.
They're their own world. Everything is rationed. They barely make money. Like, you don't have your own opportunities. Everything is government controlled. It's like North Korea, pretty much. Mm-mm. A little freer than North Korea, but not really free.
Korea has a lot of, like, really cool crime cases, not gonna lie.
North Korea or South Korea?
Both. Like, the whole, like, Asian stuff.
Yeah, Asians be wild, low-key.
The Asian mafia?
Yeah.
They messed up.
They're out of pocket.
They want messed up people. I'm so serious.
They're ruthless.
They are.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on you.
Dishonor on your family.
Dishonor. They don't give a
shit. No, I'm so serious. They all end up in... Trigger warning. Tee-hee-hee. Gore. They all are like... They kidnap them. They torture them for months. They literally torture them to death. And for some reason, they always pee on them.
And this is multiple cases? The pee is probably to show, like, yo, you ain't shit.
Like, they cut them and then they'll pee on them. Like,
that's insane.
They burn them. They beat them. They hang them from their feet and skin. Like, they always do this. Like, they beat them.
In multiple cases.
I've read multiple cases where kidnapped them, raped them, and beat them to death. Like, on accident. They killed them on accident from how bad they torture them.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Wild. We still need to talk about conspiracies.
9/11.
We started talking about 9/11.
Yes, 9/11. Okay, yeah, so, do you want me to just kind of tell you before we get into the conspiracies of 9/11, where I was at, what I was doing, and all that jazz?
Yeah.
All right, so 9/11.
I was in heaven.
2001, yeah. No, you were in dad's nut sack.
No, I wasn't even food yet. I was in heaven.
Girl, this is 3 years before. How long do sets of sperm sit in there?
I don't know, but...
If they sit in there for 5 years, you were in dad's nutsack.
I was probably a pig at this point, waiting to be turned into a hot dog.
Can you tell everybody where that stems from?
Okay, sperm comes from food.
Mm-hmm.
Dad eats hot dogs. I was sperm was food.
Yeah.
Food was pig.
Yeah.
I'm pig.
But we used to eat chicken and pork hot dogs.
Well, then I'm either a chicken or a pig, but I'm one of them. I don't know.
She said, like, the proteins and all the stuff like that turned into sperm.
Yeah, at one point I was a hot dog.
Yeah, at one point.
And I probably was on top of white bread with a slap of cheese and mustard. Maybe a little bit of ketchup if you're feeling spicy today. Like...
Oh, child. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, yes. So, you were in heaven or you were...
Yes, I was either a pig or in heaven.
Right. So, and it was early dismissal for us. Mm-hmm. We were living in Palm Beach at the time.
Was it before?
What?
Like, was it supposed to be early dismissal?
No, it was early dismissal. Okay. So, what happened was we went to school regular day. And I was in West Palm at the time. And I was in fifth grade. We went to lunch. And I don't know how they do it now, but I got a ham and cheese sandwich. We brought the lunch back to the class because we were going to watch a movie. It was early dismissal. Mm-hmm. One of those cool days. You're not doing nothing. You're just having a good time.
Those were the best.
And so we went to turn on the TV in class. And it was on all the old school people. I don't know how they do it now in school. But the TVs are rolls, like on rollers. So you would roll TVs in and out of classrooms.
Were you in Northport?
No.
Where
I was in
you?
West Palm. I'm not going to tell people my old school.
What grade were you in?
I was in fifth grade. Yeah. And we turned on the TV. Mr. McCallum, he turned on the TV. And the news was on. And we saw the first plane. Well, we had just turned it on after the first plane hit. So he left it on the news. And then as we were there, we watched the second plane fly into it. And at that point... All I knew was that Aunt Leva lived in New York, Grandma and Grandpa lived in New York, even though it was 4 years or 4 sections away. Yeah, but I'm freaking out because I'm wondering if any of my family members might have been in that area or in the towers at the time. And we watched how the towers fell and how it was just, like, extremely chaotic. And it was early release, so we left, like, an... we usually got out at 10:30, 11 o'clock, and the Twin Towers happened at, like, 9 a.m. Well, between 9 and 10, the whole thing happened. And so it was an hour after that. I got on the bus. We went back home. And we used to live next to an airport. And as we got off the bus, I zooted from the front of the complex all the way home. And it felt like the longest run ever. And I remember putting my backpack over my head because I didn't know what was happening in the world. So in my little 11-year-old mind...
Oh, you thought...
Yeah, oh. I thought that the entire nation was under attack. That's and so I didn't sad. Know what was going to happen next. Which kind of goes to show you how much anxiety and overthinking I even had as a child. Because I still do that. So I ran in the house and Dad was home that day. And so yeah, that was it. We watched the news all that day. We made sure everybody was okay. Thankfully, everybody was. God bless the people who lost family members and were injured and all that stuff. Like, and people still dealing with, because 10 years later, 20 years later, people are actually still dealing with that.
Obviously, PTSD.
PTSD, people who are in it, people who lost family members. There was a lot of love stories that came out of that. Not love stories, but people who lost loved ones. People mm-hmm. that were on the planes when it happened.
That's so
people
sad.
People seeing the plane come into the... It was just... It was a whole freaking thing. People have diseases now from the debris. From breathing it in. Because they were ash white. I don't know if you ever watched the documentary when they... No, you never watched any documentaries. But when the buildings fell, it was just ash throughout the entire city. And because it was a huge buildings, they were the tallest buildings in America. And
in the America.
Yeah. No, because I think Dubai has the biggest building in the world. So, yeah, it was crazy. And comes to find out, the people who hijacked the planes trained at the airport that I was worried about down the street from our house. Lantana Airport.
What you mean?
They got their pilot's license. They learned how to fly a plane.
No, I'm talking about what were you worried about?
Remember when I ran off the bus and I was worried that we were under attack? Because there was an airport down the street from the house. Those people who hijacked the plane.
Your little intuition.
Yeah. Those people trained at that airport.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. So they were in the vicinity of where your family was living, training to do that.
How do you feel about that?
It's a little freaky. Because you literally never know who's a freaking monster.
Do you know how many people you walk past in your lifetime and you don't even know
I think about that all the time. I think about their molesters, murderers.
That's why
I hate shaking hands with certain people.
Right. That's why every time. So my school, they're very pro-black, pro-empowerment of women. And they're always like, who's your role model? And I always tell them, nobody. Like, I don't look up to anybody. Because it's like... You don't know what they're doing in the dark because everybody has their secrets and everybody's done something and you don't know what they're doing and you don't want to put somebody above your life and want to live like a person. I mean, you can take things from their life that you like and use it in your own, but I don't have a person that's necessarily a role model because, like I said, I really don't know what they're doing. So, like, how many people do you walk past in a day and you don't know what they've done?
You don't know.
You don't know.
Think about it every day. Jesus Crazy. Is my role model. I try to be like Jesus. That's it.
Thursdays.
What?
Thursdays.
What about Thursdays?
Bible study.
Oh, yeah, I've been going to Bible study. All right, so, but that's the story about 9/11. Now, what's
from your perspective?
Yeah. Now, what's your... Thankfully, nothing... It impacted my life, but it didn't have the dramatics of what other people are still going through. Mm-hmm. And I empathize with those people.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Me, nice. But we're supposed to be talking about theories.
Okay, what about them?
What's yours? Do you have any?
So, obviously, I'm a big believer that it was Bush. George W. Bush.
Why?
FBI, don't come for me. This is just a theory, bro. There's so many videos on YouTube. It was just, okay, did you ever see the thing about folding the $20 bill?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
That's crazy. You fold the $20 bill and it shows an image of the Twin Towers being crashed into and one collapsing. And it literally is the identical image of what it looked like when it collapsed, where one started slowly.
Right.
And some of the videos, you can see that when you think about it, a plane crashing into the top of a, a building, it's like, okay, maybe it'll knock over the top, but and why would it bottom. Structurally mess with the bottom?
That's what, that's literally what mine is, because there was this janitor guy, and he was like, he came out of it, and he was like, he survived, and he was like, yo, I heard bombs.
I never seen that.
Yeah, but I saw that. He was like, he heard bombs, and he thought that there was bombs in the building and being dropped or something like that. And then some videos that one of the planes was CGI'd or something like that.
But yeah, in one of the videos I saw, I don't know if I could still pull it up to this day, but initially in the very beginning when everything happened, there were videos of the build, like analyzing the buildings and how it collapsed, and they were showing like one level at a time being blown up, which is crazy, because I don't know, it's just, it's crazy to me that that would happen. It could have been the president, it could have been the elite, it could have been whatever, but at the end of the day, whoever did that is fudged up.
Yeah,
but he, us as a human race, we're already jacked up. And I do believe that it was, as sick as this might sound, it literally, you weren't, you see so much division right now in our country, and it's going to be kind of hard to imagine something like this, but our country was so united after that happened, 9/11, we were all, it's kind of like when you and your siblings fight all the time, and then somebody picks on your sibling, and you're like, oh, hell nah. And everybody, you and your sibling go to attack that one individual. That's pretty much what it was like. We were, everybody was signing up to join the military and head overseas. We rose and wore our flag proudly, like black, white, Hispanic. There was no disconnect amongst Americans. It didn't matter where you were coming from. It was where you were at and you represented, and we were all one. We all cared about each other.
Can you get that America shirt?
Yeah. That all lasted for about a year, year and a half. And it was such a beautiful thing. As tragic as it was, our biggest focus was on our military crushing it, and as many of them as coming home, like as many coming home as possible. RIP to the ones that didn't make it. And that was the goal. That's what it was. So yeah, the government did that. Like, that sucks, and that's trash of them. But I'm also a big believer in, like, God does, he allows things to happen to just kind of like, you know what I mean? But yeah, so definitely think there were bombs in there. Definitely think the government had something to do with it. And nobody also talks about on 9/11 the Pentagon getting crashed into.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't as big of a deal, of course, but obviously there's a level of significance to that.
Like, why?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Maybe, like, there were some files that they wanted to destroy in that specific part of the Pentagon.
I don't know, but all I'm gonna say is everything that happens is planned out already by the government. Everything.
You think everything?
Everything.
So you don't feel like we have any control?
No, I don't. I think that they're letting us think that we have some control, but we really don't. And it's all set up in a way where they control everything that happens in America.
Because they're everything. Sheeple.
Hmm?
They're sheeple.
Sheeple?
Yeah. That's what we call people who follow the orders of the government, pretty much.
Like, they're letting us think that we have our rights. And they're letting us think that we have all these things. And it's just like, I feel like they're smarter than us. And they're like, we know that y'all will turn on each other. We already know. And I feel like they just, like, let things happen. And they let things slide. And they know. And they plant most of it. In my opinion, that's,
yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Like, the whole Walmart thing. The Walmart thing is a simple, is like
the FEMA camps and stuff.
Yeah. Remember when they put up what happened? I don't remember what happened, but they put up gates in our Walmart
In our Walmart?
Our old Walmart. They put up gates in that one. That was crazy. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
What they about to do?
But although I agree with you 100%, but at the end of the day, I know somebody that's just a little bit more, not just a little bit, a lot more powerful than the government, and God keeps his people.
Right.
So I'm not stressing.
I'm not either. I'm just living out my little simple life, man.
That's it.
I'm just doing me. That's but without a doubt in my mind, the government is.
But if we can get one of y'all to just start thinking just a little bit and stop playing into the narrative of what people want you to, such as cancel culture.
Literally, we're turning on each other. Yeah. There's no point. Like, that's the thing. Everybody wants to say that, like, all women are beautiful, mm-hmm. and that we are all, like, we should all love each other, mm-hmm. and that we need love right now. But then they're canceling girls for wearing braids. They're canceling girls for getting spray tans. They're canceling girls who have naturally tanned in the sun, telling them that they want to be black so bad. And I keep seeing that over and over. White people want to be black so bad. And then they're categorizing people in a group when really we all bleed the same. So, like, why? Like, why? Period. Like, I agree with you on that. And I understand some people want to be validated and they want to be known for their color. I agree with that 100%, you know. Go ahead, melanin queens. Like,
yeah.
Asian queens, Caucasian queens. Like, it doesn't matter. But, like, if you want to, I mean, go ahead, I guess. Yeah. But then at the end of the day, we all bleed the same. Like, we're all equal. Like, it doesn't matter if we're rich or not.
Yeah.
If we get tans or not.
Always treat the CEO and the janitor the same. Let them be who they want to be. Yeah.
Like, you want to hype them up so bad, and you want women to feel pretty, and then you wonder why we're all depressed, and then you wonder why things are happening, and then it's like, you're just giving the government more control, because yep. now people are all depressed, and then they're going, and they're getting vaporized, and they're getting put on the same medications.
Yep. I agree with that. Have you ever heard imitation is the greatest form of, like being flattered? Like, okay, there's this, I'm not saying it right, but usually if somebody's imitating you, it's because they're flattered by you. So my whole thing about going back to the girls tanning and stuff like that, if a woman wants to be darker, obviously she thinks that darker skin is beautiful,
right?
So why wouldn't you take that as a compliment, as somebody that wants to not be pale? Yes, they should love themselves in the color mm-hmm. that they're in, but if they feel like, just like women getting breast implants,
mm-hmm.
if they feel prettier being tan, right,
if it boosts their confidence, just let them have something. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, like, then you have melanin girls with melanin, mm-hmm. you know, melanin queens. We have them being out here, and then they get blonde wigs, straight
and
wigs.
Some,
and then
in now the islands, people, they actually try to bleach their skin.
I know. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying nothing about him. Yeah. And people are actually praising him right now, and that dude's a whole pedophile. I don't care what anybody says. He's a pedophile.
I agree with you.
He's a full-on pedophile. You can hear it and see it. And then people are like, no, he just loves kids. No, grown man
should be
playing with kids like
that. And I'm
that.
Not sending nobody no faxes and texts and stuff like that to...
No, grown man should be sleeping with little kids in his bed. That's all
period.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unless they're your father.
Yep.
And even then,
right. It's like, bro, nah. We watch mm-hmm. enough, what is it, Soft Belly?
Mm-hmm.
To know that, like, that's still not appropriate. Nope. You know what I don't like? Parents taking showers with their kids at a certain age.
I don't like that either. Too much has happened. The freaking Mendez twins, brothers.
Yeah. Do you think that they were actually, like...
I don't know. That's why I started watching The Case.
I've been wanting to watch it, too.
But he looked hurt. He looked hurt. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie to you. He looked like a narcissist, but he looked hurt. The one of the brothers, he did. I was like, dang. Like, at certain times, like, you could see him talking about it, and then he'd be okay, and he'd be trying to deal with it, but you can ultimately just see the hurt in his eyes. So I do think that something did happen. Whether or not it was their parents or not, I don't know. I wasn't there. I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I'm not dumb, but he is hurting. Obviously, why else would you go to kill somebody? But
yeah,
there's only so much a person can take. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I have to watch it to kind of analyze it.
Yeah, that's...
But it doesn't. I don't think they've admitted that they've killed their parents.
Yeah, they did. They were
it's
very
just the
open.
Fact on why they did it.
But they kept their story like consistent, and they both like backed it up. And there was like evidence in the house of things that they had and that their parents were using.
that confirmed kind of what they were saying?
Yeah, kind of. Child.
Anyways.
But it was, like, small coincidences that weren't, like, big okay. to really
But like, they could have taken that and utilized that as an excuse. Yeah. Okay.
So, I honestly don't know.
And it's hard, too, because you always want to take the victim side. Mm-hmm. But it's hard when the other party isn't there to kind of...
defend themselves.
Yeah. You know? So... but, yeah. All right.
Well. Like, Jodi Arias.
Yeah.
That I think she just bad. Did that.
Yeah.
No, she killed him. She's just crazy. She killed him. My old criminal justice teacher, he used to write her in jail, actually. He was a cop. He's retired. He wrote her.
For what?
Because he wanted to... I think it was, like, an assignment that he had to do. Like, was talking to a prisoner or something like that. Mm-hmm. When he was... I don't know. He had to do something. And, yeah, he wrote her for a while. And he said that she was really intelligent, but she was a narcissist. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I've seen her interviews. This girl was doing makeup and stuff. I mean... she did it. Yeah. He said, oh, yeah, she did it.
100%.
She did it. She admitted to it finally. Like, well, she was changed her story, but she never fully said
was she trying to say she didn't do it? Kill him?
Yeah. All right, this girl done said that some ninjas broke into her house and were looking for Travis. Child. That's her boyfriend's name. Was to kill him. Then she said that she didn't know what happened and she got there and that he was dead. Then she said that she killed him out of self-defense because he was abusing her. Mm-hmm. This dude's, like, Mormon.
That don't mean nothing.
And then her defense was that since he seemed like this good Mormon guy, he really wasn't because he's having sex with her. And there was evidence of that. Like, a whole bunch of phone conversations. And then they had, like, this really weird phone conversation where they were being sexual. And he was saying something like, I'll tie you to a tree. And so she used that to say that he was abusing her.
Child.
Mind you, this man wasn't doing that.
Anyways, but we were talking about conspiracies.
But yeah, like stuff like that. I don't even know how I got to the topic of Jodi. There was something that compared to the last. Oh yeah, about knowing if they did it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, because you don't know their side because he couldn't defend himself because he was dead.
Yeah.
And like she was taking photos and she dropped the camera of her stabbing him.
Yeah. I know.
Girl, what?
I didn't know if she was saying. If it was self-defense or if
she said that last. That was the last thing she said.
Okay. Or if she was just trying to say she didn't do it all together.
That's what she first said.
But I just, watching all the documentaries, I just know that for sure she did it.
She did it.
Without even her having to admit
it. She did it.
Yeah, 100%.
Why else would she wipe the camera?
Big facts. Anything else you got about 9/11? I pretty much just told my story about 9/11 and saying the government did it.
The government did do it. The government did it.
Not saying that's the current office is doing did that, but
girl,
I know.
If we were if we were correct about this, they're not going to come after us because if they were to, then they're going to show that we were right.
No, they could leave it. They can kill it. They don't.
They can't hide stuff forever.
Yeah. Well, again, God is in control.
Right.
And that's why I put my trust in. I have no problem saying it. Otherwise, I'm going to say it. But it's freedom of speech. It's a conspiracy. There's nothing I can absolutely do about it. So, and I'm nor am I trying to start anything by talking about it.
Right. Because it's just multiple for our YouTube own free videos. Will. I think we'll be fine.
It's just what we're thinking about.
Right. I love how on my paper it says conspiracy, then it says Hitler.
Yes. So the thing, the video, Ayanna had me watch a video today about Hitler, and that it was stunt doubles, pretty much. That were dead when they were found in the bunker, and that him and his
bunker
wife moved to Argentina. I just don't know if they were able to get away during a war from Germany all the way to freaking Argentina without anybody seeing them or catching them. Girl, planes weren't even that relevant in that time. I think that was just a thought process and in development.
I don't know. I think he was able to fake his death. I think he could have.
Without anybody seeing him.
Yes.
And getting over there.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
I mean, wasn't he leader at the time? Not like they could do anything.
But the fact that what's only kind of keeping this conversation open for me was the fact that his right-hand man that did all the experiments was actually lived out a successful life in Argentina. Not Argentina, but a small town in Brazil.
I think.
So how did he get to Brazil?
Right. Yeah. So there was obviously a way.
Yeah, yeah.
I do believe that there is a great possibility that he could have faked his death. I think Hitler's smarter than that. I don't think he would have killed himself.
Hitler is a smart dude, unfortunately.
I don't think
so. Not that I agree with everything. Oh, no.
I don't agree with him, but I love his story.
But the fact that, for him to be able to manipulate an entire nation and take over pretty much all of Europe.
Intelligence.
There's some level of, intelligence. There's also a lot of arrogance and a lot of narcissism and just the whole, it was terrible. R.A.P. to them. There's a lot of tragedy in this episode, Ayana. What the heck?
All right, do you want to talk about Michael Jackson? We can talk about whether or not he faked his death.
If anything we're gonna get canceled for talking about MJ for sure.
I think Michael Jackson faked his death as well.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. There's been too many sightings of him.
I just feel like his kids aren't sad.
They're not. And neither is his family.
Yeah.
They living it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, I know you move on and you grow and stuff like that. And you thrive. But I just don't know. Even with, our great-grandmother passed in 2 months ago. And we're still kind of, going through the motions and trying to figure that out. And even though we live life, there's still an element to us where we're kind of just still processing. You know what
I
mean?
And why do you think what's his name? McKelly Clark. Home Alone.
Yeah, I know
kid.
What you're talking about.
He was always around Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and his friend came out with a whole bunch of allegations against him and was yo.
He recanted his statements.
Why?
Because I feel like there was just too much retaliation about they weren't believing the victims. And I think they took MJ's side in order to just kind of get the pressure off of their back. Because when fans are fans, people are crazy. That people put so much into a person,
it's crazy.
And not
it's
their
insane.
Own spiritual development with Jesus Christ is absolutely insane to me. Because people would literally probably kill for Michael Jackson.
They would.
Without even knowing him.
They would.
People would cry over this man, and this man did not give two craps about you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Not to mention his voice was fake and his skin color.
I'm just saying, that's not the point, but I think they recanted because they just wanted to stop all the backlash that was happening with them. But yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that that's who we are. I've always, I was alive when MJ, and I think you were too, but for a couple of years, but you didn't fully see his actions and stuff like that. But the videos, because you know how heavy I am into music, mm-hmm. I would watch music videos all the time. His character, the story roles that he would play with women in his videos just did not feel natural. One, mm-hmm. I definitely know he was gay,
mm-hmm.
for sure, because with women, it just wasn't there. You can tell when a dude is with a, it just is naturally, mm-hmm. you know. And then you can also see it in same sex relationships too, where it's just more natural, it flows. Whereas to him, when he was trying to do a video with a woman, it just didn't sit well. So.
Right. Yeah. I'm sweaty. It's hot out here.
If he did die, God rest his soul. God bless him and his family. I feel bad. But, he could have shaken that just to try to run away from the world because he never had a life outside of the public eye.
I don't know.
He never had a life outside the public eye. He was never, from a little boy, he's always been in the industry. Right. He's never been able to live his life.
The twins, they're like that.
Cool.
The ones that were on Full House.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But they've been able to make a life without faking death.
Yeah, but they talked about how they don't even see it as anything. It's just business to them because they literally grew up in it.
Mm-hmm.
They were younger than baby Mike.
Mm-hmm.
They were Bella's age.
Names, shawty.
Girl, we done said everybody else's name.
That's true. So yeah, that's all I got for your 9/11 and not even your conspiracy about Michael Jackson that came up.
Oh, I said that he faked his death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's all I got for that.
Oh, I said he faked his death. That was my theory about it. It was that he faked his death. That's it.
And my theory is that he was gay.
That's crazy. I used to really like him, though. I know, like, not like him, not like a crush. Like, no, I loved his music. I like Scream.
Yeah,
that was my favorite song when I was little. Yes,
I always preferred Janet Jackson over Michael Jackson.
That was my favorite song.
Yeah. Ah.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Oh, the music video too. Mm-hmm. What a shame. That's so sad.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Should you be able to, us, should we be able to, because we're talking about canceling cancel culture,
mm-hmm.
right? But I don't listen to R. Kelly anymore, nor do I listen to Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. because I don't agree with pedophilia, mm-hmm. right? And if I knowledgeably know that you contributed to something like that, I just feel like one allegation is one thing, but if you have multiple, I just feel like that's like, all right, mm-hmm. you did, if you didn't do all of it, you did at least some of it, all right? Because a rumor just doesn't stem out of nowhere. There's a source to it. There's something that can be taken and ran with. And so cancel culture. Is cancel culture okay when it comes to not supporting somebody who you knowledgeably know doesn't go with the belief system that you do? Like, the same belief system you have?
Cancel culture, I see it as just being hateful and spreading hate.
Oh, okay.
That's how I perceive it.
So this isn't necessarily me not listening to R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. Is just
you're just not supporting it.
Yeah,
that's how I see it. Okay. But you're not like, oh, don't listen.
No, I'm not
like,
on. I don't have pitchforks out, you know, outside of their homes trying to take them down.
I'm talking about like these people during cancel culture. They spam the comments and they find their address and they threaten to kill them and they do all this stuff over literally braids, and they tell them to kill themselves. Like, it's crazy. It's spreading hate now. As much as it's disgusting to say, but even people who are pedophiles, I still love them to a certain degree because they are God's child. Yeah. And in a sense, they are, like, you know.
I get it.
So.
No.
I love everybody.
Yes.
Even when I don't like you, I still love you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have you canceled over something.
Yeah.
But, like, if you are a pedophile or you are a rapist or something like that, a murderer, everybody has their story.
Everybody has their things. Not saying that this is valid.
Oh, I'm not saying that it's good to go do this.
This is not valid.
This is not good to go do.
This is not valid. I'm not saying that. You are still a POS.
Yes, you are. but everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own trauma. And you do.
And we care about your soul.
I do.
Yeah.
I care about them as a person. Now, see, I feel like if there was somebody who would, like, if somebody murdered somebody in my family, I think that I have enough love towards people that I would be able to hug them after.
After time.
I think I would be able to hug them after and be able to let them know that I forgive them. Because
so somebody killed me.
Yes, I would be really mad and I would probably cry and scream in their face, but I would still be able to hug them because I know. I know to an extent
over that, time.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. I don't think you'd be
able to do it the next day.
Oh, not the next day. That's what I'm saying. No, honey, not the next day. I would probably want to stop them in the middle of a trial or something. Yes,
like that.
Yes, of course. I'd be able to do it like that.
Yes.
But if it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'd be getting mad. I'm a hothead sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be wanting to try people's lives because I'd be trying my life.
Yeah.
But now, if there was, I don't know, it's just, it's weird, never mind, but what? I don't know, if somebody were to, like, I don't know, just some people I'm still salty about right now, okay. I don't know if I can hug them right now.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Not right now, but time. I still love them, nobody, but I could not hug them.
Forgiveness is an instantaneous thing, only Jesus can do that.
As long as you love them, even if it's from a distance.
Yeah, that's it.
And you don't have to support them.
Nope. Agreed.
Everybody matters.
This is your episode, shawty.
Yeah, we were supposed to be talking about shows too.
Oh dang! Which, you know how much we're an hour and 3 minutes in.
Okay, we can really quickly touch on shows.
Okay, let's touch on shows.
All right, homie, what shows you got going on?
Man,
for
you? I need to rewatch Ozark season 3.
You need to watch. Isn't that the one on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch On My Block again, because I forgot about a whole bunch of things.
I got it. I'm waiting for the new season to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they always do a refresher in the first episode.
That's so true.
I'll be okay.
Go ahead.
I need to rewatch Ozark season 3. Have you watched Weeds yet?
No.
I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but that was a good series. season 8 was a little rough, but you should watch that. So I'm impressed that that ended the way that it did, even though it's super old. And then I'm looking forward to La Casa de Papel, Money Heist.
Oh, yes.
Season 4, I think it is coming out. And Elite, which is another Spaniard show. That's coming out this month, or July. But I don't have a release date for La Casa de Papel. But I'm really looking forward to that one.
Right. Is that it?
Yep.
Oh. Well, I'm looking forward to Euphoria, as we talked about. Same. These are the shows that I've already told you about these. Same. But yeah. I think I should say it. So, Euphoria. That's my show right
looking
there.
Looking forward
that's
to that.
That's my show.
Oh, Power. Oh, and Handmaid's Tale. I'm so sorry for interrupting you, but that's Handmaid's okay. Tale. Oof. Child, it's back after almost 2 years. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Sorry.
Ginny and Georgia. Stranger Things. On My Block. These all have literally, they're all like, you like, they're gonna be released, but there's no date on them,
which is sad.
So sad,
but it gives you hope.
Also, Everything Sucks was good, but guess what? They're not having a season 2 because, or a season 3. I don't know. I think it was season 2. They're not having another season because of the freaking Hype House show that they're going to have on Netflix. Now people on Netflix, not Netflix, people on TikTok are trying to cancel them because they're canceling all these good shows.
It's a money
thing. Oh, what? The Society.
Oh, Society.
The Society. Yes, yeah. But I don't know if they're going to come back up with that one. That
if
one's been a
Casa
fat
de
minute.
Papel and they did Elite, they might do that one also.
It's been a fat minute. There was another one. I don't remember what it was, though. That I watched it.
The
and
season
it was
probably
like
already came out, just not on Netflix, because a lot of these shows were like that are overseas came out, and then now they're doing them on like prime time or
I'm
something.
I'm about to get a VPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep seeing ads for that.
Yeah.
I watched this movie today called The Cube.
Who?
The Cube.
The Cube?
Yeah, it's what's like that? The Platform. Have you watched The Platform? Mm-mm. Homie. All right. So, The Cube is like they're trapped in this big room, kind of like Saw. And each room is a cube. Like a, you
it's
know,
a cube
like
a square.
Like an average sized room, probably like the size of our kitchen.
Yeah.
But like tall.
Okay.
And some of them have booby traps in them. Some of them don't.
Oh, I saw a preview for that.
I saw it, I think, on TikTok, and then I went and watched it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was.
Out of 10, what would you recommend it?
7, because it started off very slow. Like, it started off good, then after like 15 minutes, it just got mad slow, and the ending was really sad. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
I hate shows that start off slow.
It was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it. I haven't had time. This week went by really quick.
The first, there was death in it. The first death was pretty gnarly, not gonna lie. Like, I was sick. That's the scene that made me want to watch it. I'm like, I'm watching this. That was dope.
Well, don't tell me more, because I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch it during my workout.
It's for free on YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube?
Yes.
Is it in English?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, you know how you have free movies that you can watch on. And I'm supposed to watch Maximum Ride, because I started reading that book for, like, summer thing a while back. So I'm going to watch that.
Bet.
And then there's something else I'm supposed to be watching. Forgot. Oh, The Circle.
She's watching a lot of shows. I heard The Circle was crazy this season.
I think it's a movie.
Oh. No, The Circle is a reality show.
Oh, not
show.
The reality show. I'm talking about the one with the people, and it's a thriller. I know what you're talking about. I gotta watch that.
Okay.
I was actually starting to, and then I came out there and did my breathing treatment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, speaking of Netflix shows, I have a question for you. I don't know if you wanted to do our questions yet.
Que pasa?
So...
Oh, I don't have a question, so I'm going to need your phone.
All right. If your last relationship was a Netflix series...
Girl, stop playing with me.
What would it be called?
Like, okay, do you mean if I had to name it, or, like, I have to pick something from Netflix?
On Netflix, yeah.
On My Block.
On My Block, that's so true.
That's why you picked it. On My Block. I'm so serious. It was if my relationship isn't Cesar Almonte, I don't know what is. And it still is Cesar Almonte.
Pretty much, yeah.
It still is.
Yep.
Cesar Almonte.
I'm curious to see if your relationship ends the same way Cesar Almonte
moves to New York. Bye. That's becomes it. A whole gang leader. Ciao.
Ciao. No.
No.
Oh.
But that's how it ended.
No. Yeah, but no.
That's how the
right
show
now,
ended.
That's kind of where you guys are at right now.
No, it's not.
He's not running like a gang leader.
But and
he's
I didn't move.
But he's not doing too hot. And you did move schools.
Oh, shoot. And it's an all-girls school. Stop playing. So, oh, wow.
So, mine would be called The Serpent.
Oh, yeah. I started watching that. Tell me why.
Because the enemy came in and disrupted my marriage.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Soda Ash.
Anyways, go.
What's Soda Ash? I don't know.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Our episode is running long.
Blink, blink. What promise do you want to keep to yourself this year?
Man, I want to get this weight off. I finally want to hit my goal weight this year.
Joe, you've always wanted to.
That's what I'm saying. I want to do it this year. Like, mm-hmm. I need to. Like, I'm turning 31. Like, bro, I need to do it.
Period. As you should.
I need to. I need to just stick to it. I need to do it.
Period.
That's it. That's the only thing I'm focused on right now. Not money, not goals for homes, not business. Yeah, I'm focusing on businesses and stuff like that. But right now, the priority and the main goal right now is me losing this. Me finally getting to my goal weight. Mm. That's it. If I gain it all back, whatever. But at least I say all I committed. Right. Yeah.
Noise.
Yep.
Well, for me, it's to graduate.
Period.
To graduate and save my money.
Yep.
That's what it is.
That's it. Love it. Love to hear it. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sad about it, I love it.
Girl.
I'm just emotional.
You'll be okay.
I will.
It's okay. I'm here right now. Enjoy the year.
Yeah, I know. Just take every moment for what it is.
Yeah.
100%.
Even if I'm having an attitude and saying goodnight.
Yep. Purr.
Yes. We should do face masks.
I told you I don't want those face masks. Wait till after my menstrual cycle. So my face can... Because you see these right here?
Yeah.
And right here out. Above my lip?
Mm-hmm.
Child, this is not the wave. So we need to hold off. Let my menstrual cycle... Maybe the second day of my menstrual cycle we can do it.
Okay, watch you get your period tonight.
And it's probably going to come. Because it's really bad. All right. Yeah. What else you got, Shawty? This is your episode.
That was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
We signing off?
Yeah.
For those who stood with us this entire time, we appreciate you. We love you. We love you, Primos. Thank you.
Primos.
Remember, Instagram, Las Hermanas and Primos.
Primos.
Right? We
have a new follower.
We have a new Primo. Yes. So we don't know his name and it's probably spam, most likely.
Yeah,
however,
it's like.
Yep, but we are super stoked that we have a new Primo. So, shout out to you, my G.
That was literally in his username.
Yeah.
The G.
Is it really?
I think so. It's like ABCD, but like not. It's like GZYF.
Yeah.
It's in another language.
Yeah.
But that's what it looks like to me.
It's spam. But it's okay.
Yes, it's okay.
It's a Primo.
It's a Primo.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Sir. It doesn't take nothing but to have an extra follower on your account and hitting that like button or hitting that follow button.
See, you take what you get with followers. Yeah. Not easy, what I'm saying.
But if you don't care about social media.
Girl, shut up.
If you don't care about social media.
Anyways, come on. We gotta go.
Adios.
Have a nice day.
Peace. Can you hit that button for me? Wow. She's got the phone. Click the red bar up top.
Uh-huh.
And then his style.
Imagine being old.
Bye. Adios.
Yo soy Toro.